Welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umm Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. Insecurity in Zamfara State has lingered for a long time, and its citizens are still hopeful that governments at all levels will work together to find a way of restoring peace. However, the state and federal governments appear to be at loggerheads concerning the strategy to adopt in fighting insecurity. The government in Gusau has ruled out negotiating with the bandits, accusing the government in Abuja of reconciling with bandits without its knowledge. According to the state government, through its Commissioner of Information, Malam Manir Haider, negotiating with the bandits is not a way out of the insecurity quagmire bedeviling the state.
There are allegations, or clearly let's say that the federal government and the state government have not been seen eye to eye as regards to the fight against insecurity. What can you say about that, especially when you look at the fact that the state government has come out not once or twice to say that it cannot negotiate with the bandits, but then the federal government wants to do that. Why is there no synergy between the federal government and state government as regards to the policies or the tactics to follow in fighting insecurity?
Okay, well, the first state government is not party to it, not supporting the motive. And in several occasions, His Excellency Governor Dauda Lawal announced that his government has no plan to negotiate or support any negotiation with bandits operating in Zamfara, and describe the current peace accord with bandits as politically motivated by the enemies of Zamfara State.
All right. People will say that the people of Zamfara State might have an upper hand in fighting insecurity, seeing that the one of the ministers of defense is from Zamfara State, in the person of Bella Matawalle. What do you think about that?
President Minister Sukuma, the current minister of the defense, is interested in anything that will fight this bandit to Zamfara State. We are ready to sit down and have some kind of synergy between the state government and his ministry so that we can fight this mandatory issue. Not even the minister, anybody in Nigeria, even outside the country. As you can see now, even our governor is currently in America regarding issue of fighting insecurity in Zamfara State. So we are ever ready to accept any offer regarding fighting insecurity. Even our government is not supporting the peace accord with the bandits. That is why several years our governor has stated that, announced that all the world know that. Well, we are not respecting anybody because it's something that we are not part of it. We are not part of the deal. We don't know anybody. It's only that we just have the privileged information that they were in Zamfara negotiating with the leaders of the bandits. But we don't know anybody. We are not party to it.
That was Malam Manir Haider, Zamfara State Commissioner of Information. The move to negotiate with the bandits may not be unconnected to the Ministry of Defense, especially given the fact that the Minister of State for Defense, Bella Matawalle, hails from Zamfara State. As a matter of fact, there was an attempt to negotiate with bandits when he held sway as governor of the state. However, when we contacted an aide of the ministers to get their own take on the controversy, he promised to get back to us. But up to the time of compiling this program, he had not. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking at the face-off between the Zamfara State Government and the Federal Government over modalities for ending insecurity. We now speak with a security analyst to provide more insight into the lack of synergy between the federal and state governments in tackling insecurity in Zamfara State.
My name is Dr. Kabir Adamu. I'm the Managing Director of Beacon Security and Intelligence Limited. Okay, firstly, it's important to mention that in Nigeria, as we all know, security is in the exclusive list.
Mm.
In other words, it is the federal government that has overall responsibility for security.
Yeah.
However, there are also provisions that give some level of responsibility to the governors. As an example, the Constitution recognizes them as the chairman of the state security councils. In other words, anything that has to do with their state when it comes to security, as the chairman of the state security council, they will play that role. Now, it is in that regard that the governors support sometimes activities of security agencies, especially from the federal government. The other area is they are also given security votes. And that's also recognized constitutionally, and they use that security vote to support the state government. Now, when this matter came up, we know that in this current administration, the Bola Tinubu Ahmed administration, they have in the Renewed Hope agenda one of their stated policy direction is to create a framework for managing security in all the six geopolitical zones. In other words, the idea was that they will use that security framework for each of the six geopolitical zones to manage security.
Mm.
Unfortunately, 1 year into the administration, those frameworks have not been created yet. And instead, what we're seeing is teams like this, where, for instance, certain elements within the government will now use their initiatives. In this instance, we are aware that the Office of the National Security Advisor engaged some Islamic clerics and directed them to contact and negotiate a pathway for the end of banditry, as it were. Now, what is apparent from the message released by the Zamfara state government is that the state government were not involved in this process. It was only the Office of National Security Advisor, as an example, that went ahead to do this negotiation. Now, the difficulty of the situation is that the Zamfara state government has repeated severally that it would not negotiate with bandits.
Yeah.
So clearly, what the federal government, through the Office of National Security Advisor, is doing is contrary to the position that the Zamfara state government has adopted. The implication of this is that there won't be synergy, and that means the bandits will be able to exploit these differences between the two levels of government, and of course they will continue to carry out their attacks against innocent persons, like we're seeing at the moment, actually.
Like now, one will wonder that as one of the ministers of defense is from Zamfara State, one wonder that maybe Zamfara State will have an upper hand in fighting insecurity. But as we are seeing now, the reverse is the case.
Well, this is a totally different matter altogether, in the sense that the relationship or the issue between the current Minister of State for Defense and the Governor of Zamfara State has to do more with politics.
Mm-hmm.
They are from different parties, and they contested against each other. And in fact, the issue even went to court before the court decided in favor of the current Zamfara State Governor. So that dispute is one dispute that is rooted more in politics. Unfortunately, none of them, the two persons concerned, have put the interest of their state in front of them. In other words, they've not put this personal dispute aside to now come together to help their state. The issue in question, this negotiation with the bandits, is not actually in the Ministry of Defense. It is in the Office of the National Security Advisor. So that's why I say it's a totally different issue.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. If the relationship between the two persons was good, this issue would not have become public, because maybe the governor would have spoken to the Minister of Defense, who in turn would have spoken to the National Security Advisor.
All right. As a security expert, what advice will you give for both the state government and federal government to see that they create synergy or find a way out to curb this insecurity?
Engagement. Just like the Renewed Hope agenda mentioned, engagement is the way to go, both in the policy formulation process and then in the policy implementation stage. Now, if the especially especially the various agencies on that are, you know, supporting the government process, all the MDAs. In this instance, the security MDAs, in particular the Office of the National Security Advisor, it should widen its engagement. In the Renewed Hope agenda, the issues of diversity, equity and inclusion were mentioned. And there is no better inclusion than inclusion government to government, the federal government and the state government. These security issues are happening at the state level. The federal government cannot do it alone. It must bring in the state government. Now, what worries us is the government officials are using the word all of society and all of government approach, but they are not practicalizing it. So I think there is a need to practicalize that, do the engagement, develop this, the framework that I spoke about earlier in our interview. Let each of the six geopolitical zones have a framework that is meant to address the security challenges, because there are differences in the security challenges affecting the six geopolitical zones, but there are common trends in all of them. So develop those frameworks and then go about in an attempt to implement the framework. Now, in addition to that, is the need to engage the people so that an all-of-society approach is developed. In countries like Indonesia, they have what they call the People Protect People policy. Or in America, they have see something, say something. Now, what that will do, it will help make sure every person in society is part of the security process. If we have our own in Nigeria here, everybody, even the woman in the market who is selling spinach, would know that she has a role to play. So we need to develop our own...
That's where we draw the curtains on today's episode of the show. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of the podcast on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Omosama Ibrahim Adewe. Bye for now.